Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here this 22nd day of June 2026 on 101.5 FM. Winter solstice. After tomorrow, we can add an extra minute to sunlight time. Looking forward to the uphill run to summer. Sports headlines. It's all about the Socceroos in the Herald Sun in Melbourne, the Daily Telegraph in Sydney, and the Courier Mail in Brisbane. And selection, ill-discipline, Socceroos' path to avoiding another disaster. After riding high post-Turkey clash, the Socceroos were handed a reality check against the USA. How do they avoid a repeat against Paraguay? It all starts with the manager, Tony Popovich. So looking forward to seeing how that goes, and we'll talk a little bit about that later in our segment. Let's start with motorsport. And next event, Austria for the Formula 1, 26th of June. 19-year-old Kimi Antonelli still leading the Drivers' Championships on 156 points, ahead of Lewis Hamilton on 115 points. Aussie Oscar Piastri's in sixth spot on 68 points. Supercars over the weekend, the Triple Crown in Brisbane. Anton De Pasquale first, Matt Payne second, Cam Waters third. Next up, Townsville, 10th to the 12th of July. And closer to home next weekend, Queensland Raceway will roar into action with its biggest race of the year, the highly anticipated 2 days of thunder, the 27th to the 29th of June. It's a round of the Super Series. More than 200 drivers across seven categories will be there for the full 2 days. And racing is the place to be next weekend at Ipswich. Make sure you just check out their website. In football and soccer, as we said, well, the World Cup, 12 groups, top two will go through to the knockout stage, plus eight out of the best third place teams. And that means that the next game for the Socceroos against Paraguay is important. All they need to do is a draw or a win, and they'll be through to the knockout stage. So let's hope that can happen there. In the National Premier League soccer, Queensland and the men around 15, Moreton City drew with Wynnum 2-2, third on the ladder, Moreton City. And they'll take on Gold Coast United next Sunday. In the women yesterday, Sunshine Coast Wanderers, they lost 2-1 to the Football Queensland Academy at Butterham. In Football Queensland Premier League Men's Division 1, Caboolture Sports lost 2-1 to Brisbane Strikers on Saturday. Jack Woldock, the goal for Caboolture Sports, that was round 15. Sunshine Coast Wanderers, they defeated Kapalaba 5-0. Sunshine Coast Wanderers fourth on the ladder, Caboolture Sports fifth. In the Women's Division 1, Logan City defeated Moreton City Excelsior 3-2, and North Lakes defeated Virginia 3-0, and Palm Beach defeated Caboolture 1-all. It was 1-0 to Caboolture at halftime, finished up 1-all. In rugby union, well, the Super Rugby Pacific Grand Final on Saturday in Wellington saw the Hurricanes defeat the Chiefs 60-5 to claim the title. In women's Super Rugby Round 1 on the weekend, the Western Force defeated the Queensland Reds 21-17 in Perth after the Reds led 17-7 at half-time. The Reds still take on Fiji at Ballymore next Saturday night in Round 2 of the women's Super Rugby. In the Sunshine Coast, the men's A-grade uni defeated Caloundra Maroochydore. They still kept a Caboolture winless for the season, defeated, they lost 45-7, and Noosa 36 defeated Brothers 29. And Loiti Maiulu played his 50th game for the Caboolture Snakes on the weekend in the Rugby Union. Well done, Loiti. Listeners, short break, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Let's have a look at the Rugby League and some close games on the weekend. Knights 2 points clear, 2 points over the Dragons. The Dolphins, they defeated the West Tigers 36-22. Jermaine Asaka, 6 goals and a try. The Dolphins, third on the ladder, high-flying. Titans, well, upset of the season, defeated the Panthers 19-18, with a field goal to Zane Harrison in the 79th minute. Dogs defeated the Eagles 13-12, and the Warriors too good for the Cowboys 38-20. Shars, Nickel, Klonstadt, 4 tries for the Warriors. Storm defeated the Raiders 42-20. Will Warbrick, 3 tries for Storm. Roosters 27 defeated the Sharks 8. Marky M, 2 tries for the Roosters. So round 17 this weekend, Friday night, the Titans and the Dogs and the Broncos, big game against the Roosters. On Saturday, the Dolphins take on the Warriors in Brisbane, and the Cowboys will take on the Panthers in Townsville. Big round 17 coming up. In the Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League, the men's first grade round 10, Stanley River defeated Maroochydore 27-20, another field goal. That was thanks to Jackson Sandbrooks. Biwa 18 defeated Caboolture 16. Xavier Filmer, 2 tries for Biwa got them home there. And Nambour defeated Caloundra. And again, 27-14, Taylor Highland a try, 3 goals and a field goal for Nambour. So Caloundra, top of the ladder there. In the men's, 32 points. Biwa, Coolum and Nambour all on 28. Stanley River, 5th on 24. The women was a bye for Caboolture, but they're still top of the ladder. And in C-grade, wins to Bribie, Noosa, Caboolture, Kilcoy and Merry Valley. And in the Q Cup, both our local teams, the Dolphins and the Sunshine Coast Falcons, got beat, but the Falcons still top of the ladder with the Dolphins second. In AFL, round 15. The Lions, they had a bye. They'll take on the Sydney Swans Thursday night at the Gabba. That will be a blockbuster. So looking forward to that. 8th the 2nd. And last Friday, the Hawks defeated the Suns 113-97 at the Gold Coast. Fourth straight loss for the Suns. Ben Long, four goals. They're now 9th on the ladder. And they take on top of the ladder Fremantle in Perth next Sunday. Can the Suns bring the Dockers' 13-game winning streak to an end? Let's see. In the local AFL, in the QAFL, the men, round 12, Morningside defeated Noosa and Sherwood defeated Maroochydore. In the women's, Cooperoo defeated Moreton Bay and Morningside defeated Maroochydore. And in the QFA, men's division won the local derby. Caloundra in third spot, 84, defeated Moreton Bay, 57 on a Saturday. Max Jacobson, five goals for Caloundra, and Hewitt and Rickett, two goals each for Moreton Bay. They're now fifth on the ladder. Caboolture Touch. Congratulations to the Caboolture Touch under 12 rep teams. They played a curtain raiser yesterday again before the Q Cup game against Ipswich Jets there. And that was a fantastic event. And the boys and girls really enjoyed themselves there. In netball, well, Adelaide defeated the Vixens and the Fever defeated the Mavericks. So next weekend's preliminary final, the Vixens will play the Fever Adelaide straight through to the grand final. And in the Queensland Premier Netball League, the Sapphire Series, round 3, Ipswich Jets defeated Moreton Bay 48-43. And yesterday, the Sunshine Coast Thunder, they drew 55-all with the Kareen Tigers. Well, listeners, have a great week. Look forward to your company again next weekend. And don't forget that extra minute of sunshine after the winter solstice today. And looking forward to the run to summer. Have a great week.